Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Students and faculty members from universities across the United States are continuing to protest in support of Palestine. They're demanding their universities cut financial ties with Israel and divest from companies they say enable the war on Gaza. Will a deadline for students at Columbia University in New York to leave their encampment at midnight local time has come and gone. An email sent to students by the university's president says talks are making progress and a rumor that police would come to campus are false. More than 550 students have been arrested across the U.S. in the last week. John Hendren has more from New York.
The standoff at universities across the United States has forced a national confrontation over U.S. policy on Israel and its war on Gaza. The national divide is reflected at the epicenter of the protest movement on New York's Columbia University campus. Israeli flags and Palestinian flags marking the conflict half a world away. Demonstrators say despite hundreds of arrests here and across the country and the university's calls for them to leave, they will remain in their encampment.
I'm Alan Fisher at George Washington University in the center of Washington, D.C. The protesters have been here for hours, a deadline set by the authorities of the university to clear the courtyard for people to leave has come and gone, and the numbers have been fairly consistent for several hours. The people here are very clear that they want the university to start divesting of any interests it has in Israeli-linked companies, to make sure that their investments are open and public, and those who are protesting here face no repercussions.
Well, meanwhile, on the ground in Gaza, Palestinian officials have been presenting evidence they say proves the Israeli military carried out torture and summary executions in Khan Yunis. The evidence comes from some of the bodies exhumed from mass graves at the Al-Nasser and Al-Shifa hospital compounds. Nearly 400 bodies have been recovered so far. The United Nations says it's important to preserve forensic evidence when investigating mass graves in Gaza. That's after Gaza's civil defense called for an independent investigation into what happened at the Al-Nasser hospital in Khan Yunis.
Coming up on The Take, former President Donald Trump takes his case to the Supreme Court. What could that mean for the upcoming presidential election? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts.